The Gemara Masechet Pesachim Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph teaches us Amar Rabbi Yehuda Merav Osloi LaAdam Shem Basa Zeh LePesachu. A person is forbidden to say that this meat he's putting away for Pesach, even though all he really means is just that he's buying this meat to eat on Yontif Pesach. But says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yehuda Merav, one should not say to such a statement. Behemtoit, it looks like the person is being magdish's animal, v'ochel kotshim b'chutz. And in a moment, we'll quote the opinions of the Rishonim. What is the concern here? Amra Papa, to which Rav Papa comments, dafka basar, when may a person not indicate that he's using something for my meat, buying something for Pesach, says the Gemara, it's only by meat. Aval chiti, but if he says that he's buying grain for Pesach, loy, then we don't have a concern. Why? The minta lepischa kamar. Everybody understands that a person making such a comment only means to say, I'm making sure to have wheat, which was properly protected, properly watched, from that it shouldn't become chametz dig. But he did not in any way mean that it should be considered, he did not in any way consider it that it should be hegdish for Pesach. So the Rishonim have a very fundamental debate as to why this is asur. Rashi says that the reason this is asur is because it looks like we need to be concerned that he was magdish something for the Mizbeach, and now that item that he was magdish for the Mizbeach, even though he was magdish, even though you can't bring a piece of meat on the Mizbeach, but he was magdish it, that its value should be used for a carbon Pesach. And now, when he goes and uses this item without any pidyon, without redeeming it for his own personal needs, for meat, for yontif, it looks like he's using hegdish for his own personal needs. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos says that if that is what Rashi means, then Rav should have said that the concern is nira kamacha kachim b'chutz. It looks like you're eating something which is hegdish outside of the Beis Hamikdash. And therefore, Tosfos and the Rosh says that what we're concerned is that a person may think that it was magdish to behema to use for a carbon Pesach, and that animal that I designated for carbon Pesach, I now will be using for my own personal needs to eat meat. The simple nafkamina, the Mefarshim point out that it seems between Rashi and Tosfos, is this Isser, that you're now allowed to say you're buying something for Pesach, is it limited to meat, or is it for any food that you buy for Pesach? From Rashi, it seems that it should not be limited strictly to meat, because if the concern is, as we're explaining, that we're worried that people are going to think that I'm taking something that I was magdish, and I'm using it for my own personal need, so it's by any food. And the Bach says that perhaps we could suggest that there's a raya in the Gemara that Tarashi's Pshat. Because we just read that Amra Papa, Dafka Basar, that this is only by meat. Avul Chiti Loi. So the Bach learns, and we'll speak about this more later, but the Bach says, it seems that this is the only exception is Chitin. It seems any other food has the same problem. So says the Bach, if the Pshat is like Tosfos, that we're concerned that he was Magdish, the animal, for carbon, so why is only Chitin the only exception? There should be many other exceptions, because all of those exceptions have the same point, that you won't use the actual item for the carbon. And therefore, the Bach says, the Gemara seems to be a raya to Rashi, A, and B, that it's not limited to meat. Another nafkamina is what will be the halacha if the meat is already slaughtered meat. So according to Rashi, the should make a difference if the meat is slaughtered or not. If the concern is that people think that I'm using the meat, I'm using this item that I was magdish for my own personal need, so it makes no difference if it's slaughtered meat or a live animal. But if we're saying that the concern is that I was magdish a behema to use for carbon Pesach, then the halacha should be that this concern is only by a living animal, not by a dead animal. The Chasam Sofer makes an interesting distinction, according to Tosfos, when the person makes the statement. If the person makes the statement Erev Pesach in the afternoon, says the Chasam Sofer, then even Tosfos would agree that we have a concern that maybe this animal was a live animal. I slaughtered it L'shem Karban Pesach, and after I slaughtered it L'shem Karban Pesach, I'm using it for my own purposes. And therefore it wouldn't make a difference if it was a live animal or a dead animal. Only if the statement is being made before Erev Pesach, which is not yet a time that people shech the Karban Pesach, because we know the time for shechting the Karban Pesach is only Erev Pesach and the afternoon. So then, if the animal is not alive, the halacha would be that Tosfos would not be concerned. But it's interesting to point out, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch that brings down this din, Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim, Simen Tov Samch Tes, Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says as follows, Osr L'Oimer Al Shum Behema, a person is not allowed to say regarding any animal, ben chaya, whether it's a chaya, ben chaya, ben shchuta, whether it's alive or dead, basazel pesach, this meat is for Pesach, v'fishenira shekdishim mechayim l'karben Pesach, v'nimtza oichel kachim l'chotz. So the Magen Avraham makes a very interesting observation in trying to understand the word of the Shulchan Aruch. The first words of the Shulchan Aruch, he says, very much seem to be following the opinion of Rashi. The first words are, Os loyma as shum behema ben chai ben shchuta basa zala pesach. It applies to all types of meat, which we explained, according to Rashi, is very understandable, because by all types of meat, we need to be concerned, that the person means that he's being magdishit, this meat, and the proceeds should be hegdish, and now he's using it for his own personal needs. But then the next words of the Shulchan Aruch are very much in line with Tosfos. Because it looks like while it was already alive, you were magdish of a carbon Pesach, which is exactly Tosfos' explanation. So the Magen Avraham explains, and this is based on the Beis Yosef's explanation of Rashi's opinion, that as we said a moment ago, According to Rashi, the halacha should not be limited to animal, to meat. If the concern is that when I say something is for Pesach, that I meant that the proceeds, that I'm being magdashit, and the proceeds are hegdish, so why does the Gemara only speak about meat? The Gemara should have spoken about any other item. Therefore, says the Bongra Avram, that truthfully, Rashi also agrees that the concern is much more by meat than by any other item. Because there's a halacha that we've already learned in our shiurim, that if something is magdish, a healthy animal, for hegdish, that animal cannot be redeemed. Any other item that you're magdish can be redeemed. So, by any other item, even if I said I'm taking this for Pesach, and people will think, explains the Magen Avraham, that I was magdish this item, so people will also think I was magdish it, but before I used it for my own personal needs, I was paid it. But when I'm magdish an animal, as we just said a moment ago, you can't be paid an animal. And since one may not be paid an animal, that's why people, if they see me eating this animal meat, will think that I'm using it for my own personal needs. So where we end up is very interesting. It turns out that even Rashi, who had a different explanation than Tosfos, comes, according to the Magen Avraham's explanation of Rashi, to the same conclusion, that we're concerned that you will magdish the animal, that we're concerned specifically by animal meat. But as we pointed out, Rav Papa said that the only exception is by wheat. Because there people very much know that I separate flour, that it should be shmura, that it should be properly washed for Pesach. But for other items, I can't be sure that that is what the statement was. The only place where Papa says there's no room for mistake is by wheat. And therefore, the question becomes, what is the halacha by other foods? So some Rishonim, the Rekeach, and the Maril say that since Rav Papa only singled out, wheat, nothing else, by all other foods, they say we indeed have to be machmer and not to say that I'm putting it away for Pesach. The Bach disagrees. The Brach says that the only foods that Rav Yehuda and Rav were concerned about is meat, because animals are used for kabbonis. Any food that's not used for kabbonis, there's nothing to be concerned about. So why did Rav Papa ask the Bach single out tchitim, if this halacha is not limited to tchitim? So he says pshat like this. On the contrary, since we know that a carbon mincha can come from tchitim, so I would think that tchitim should have the same din as basar. That's what the Gemara has to teach us, that chitim and basar do not have the same din. But everything else has the same, has certainly no concern. Fish, the Bach says, even the Maril would agree we don't have to be concerned. And according to the way we're explaining with the Magen Avraham, it's very understandable. Because it's only by meat, by animals, that we have this concern, not by fish. Del Yo Zuta disagrees, and Del Yo Zuta says that the only exception is wheat. So therefore, the Prima Godim passes this way. He says, if somebody designates meat that could be used for Karm Pesach, goat meat, sheep meat, and he says it's Le Pesach, that meat should not be used even b'di'evit. Grain, on the other hand, it's an explicit gemara, we could be makel. Other meat, l'chatchila, we should be machmer, b'di'evit, we could be makel. That's how the Prima Gadim learns. The Chasam Sofer learns differently. The Chasam Sofer is more machmer. The Chasam Sofer says that all meat, we have to be machmer, even b'di'evit. Other foods, other than grain, we should be machmer l'chatchila, but b'di'evit are fine. And chitin, again, because it's an explicit gemara, we could be mako even l'chatchila to say I'm putting it away for Pesach. And this halacha that we've been discussing in our shir, as we said earlier, is an explicit halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tov Samach Tes. Os Lodim Loim Ashum Behema, you're not allowed to say on any animal meat, Ben Chai Ben Shchut Bosses Al Pesach, Lefishanira Shagdishoy Mechaim Lekar Pesach, it looks, Venimtsa Oichel Kotch Bechutz, El Yoyim Bosses Al Yodif. And I saw that the Paiskim say that even when you ask somebody to buy meat on your behalf, you shouldn't say Halach Maas Halalu, or in any language, take this money, V'kneili Ben Basel LePesach. Again, using this kind of language, our Gemara clearly is saying is wrong. You should say, Kneli Basar, I'm buying meat for Yontif. And I saw that the Paiskim say that not only does this halacha apply when I say it, but the same halacha is that if I write it, if I'm making a list of my shop, if I'm making a shopping list, and I'm writing that I need to buy meat, I shouldn't say that I'm buying basar l'Pesach, but rather I should say basar l'yontif. And as we said, that this is, we should be machmer by all foods other than wheat, that the Gemara said we could be makel. One more point that I saw that the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, that if I'm writing or speaking about somebody else's meat or food that I have absolutely no ownership in, and I make a statement that this is for Pesach, since I have absolutely no ownership in those products, making the statement is a meaningless statement, and the food, whether it's meat or certainly other food items, will not be usher even l'chatchila.